The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Maurer looking. Finds Stempien. He's doubled up deep in the backcourt. Throws the ball to Beckhusen. He wants to run. Slings it to Streaky Maurer. Nice pass to Taggart, and he scores underneath. Cardinals lead by 7 once again. A poke away and a steal by Kenzie Galloway. She has numbers. Better not miss the layup. She does not.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Lobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Logan Taggart launches a triple and banks it in! And warm greetings from Sturgis High School, Coldwater Cardinal boys and girls basketball on the air as the Cardinals take on their longtime rivals, the Sturgis Trojans. Tonight happens to be Coaches versus Cancer Night. So instead of orange and black, we're talking about pink unis for the Sturgis Trojan girls tonight. I'm Sean Lawson. To my left is Clint Berry. And guess who will be joining us a little bit later on for the nightcap of our evening?
Mr. Al Rackesy will be back with us tonight. So looking forward to having Al back for the boys' games for the majority of the season now.
Well, while we await the opening tip of the JV game, it's going to be coming up in another 15 minutes' time. Let's talk about the Coldwater Cardinal girls, who have now improved to 6-8 overall. 1-7 in the SMAC East. That's following their win against Galesburg Augusta back on Tuesday night. The final score of that game was, hold on, that's this note right here.
49-26.
Thank you.
There you go. Cardinals with a real strong offensive effort against Galesburg, and also defensively, too, as Galesburg Augusta coming into that ball game with a pretty good run for them. And Coach Smoker and the girls knew they were going to have their hands full. They did, but they came out on top for the evening. So another good victory for them. A couple of things I picked up on, Sean, by looking at the stats, the girls.
Just keep stalling while I'm on my computer.
A couple of things there. The Cardinals shot 41% on the night against Galesburg Augusta. Shot 71% on the night at the free throw line. So both season highs for them in any game. So,
taking a look at GA stats now that I have these stat sheet pulled up. This might be a season low, 12 of 52 shooting from the field, 23.1%, 0 of 8 from the three-point line, and just 2 of 10 from the charity stripe. So the Cardinals definitely did their job there.
Yes, they did. With some outstanding defense, Coach Smoker was telling me yesterday.
Leading away scoring on Tuesday night, Kenzie Galloway with 13. Carly Smoker had 11. On the rebounding side of things, Jordan Shirey and Michaela Gillette with 6 boards apiece. Michaela Gillette was the third leading scorer. She had 8. Yeah. Jordan Shirey with 6. Kendall Galloway with 6.
Well, also on that rebounding side, not only was Carly Smoker with 11 points, she also had 5 total rebounds on the night and a couple of assists. So by far, Carly's best total game for the year. She had some nice games, but as far as total offensive and defensive, a real nice night for Carly Smoker against Galesburg Augusta.
Well, you take a look at the season stats for Coldwater. Kenzie Galloway averaging 16.8 points per game, and then next down the list, Megan Scorefar at 5.3. Carly Smoker is almost at 5 points a game. She's at 4.9 right now. Michaela Gillette at 4 points a game. Jordan Shirey, 3.9 points per game. She's still far and away her leading rebounder, pulling down almost 8 boards a night. Kempe Galloway, 4.1. Megan Scorefar, 4.6. Michaela Gillette, 4.2. Unfortunately, Megan Scorefar is still on the shelf with the ankle injury.
Boy, we've had to say that way too many nights this year, Sean, as Megan just was a tough year injury-wise. Hopefully we can get her healthy come district time.
Meanwhile, the Sturgis Trojans girls basketball team, they've been having quietly a much better season than they've had the past several years under their first-year head coach, Amy Berger. They are 4-9 overall, 3-6 in SMAC East. They had a makeup game on Monday at Loy North, and they wound up sweeping the season series. 39-31, the final score on Monday night, and in that game, Nicolette Nelson, 14 points and 9 rebounds. Rachel Anderson, 11 points and 7 boards. Marissa Parker, 6 points. Jessica Klein, 4. And Morgan Pushel, finally back from injury with 2. Gretchen Inman with 2.
Well, Coach Amy Berger really is starting to put a nice program together here. She's got a good nucleus with the 2 6-foot-2, 6-foot-3 girls out there to build around. She's got to get some guards to handle the ball and get them the ball. But once she does that, they're going to be somebody to be reckoned with the next couple of years, because both those big girls got, I think, one's a sophomore and one's a junior.
That's right. Nelson is a sophomore, and Rachel Anderson is a junior on her third year on the varsity. But since we saw the Sturgis Trojans back on January 10th, they got a win against Battle Creek Central, lost at Lakeview, beat Centerville, lost at Gortville Lake, and then the win against Loy North. So they're, of course, plowing through the tough part of their final SMAC East schedule before they move on to the Wolverine Conference next year.
Well, I think that win against Battle Creek Central was a good indication. We saw a good game up at Battle Creek Central, you and I, when we had the girls game up there, and we know what Battle Creek Central can do. So for Sturgis to come away with a victory against Central, that's got to be a big feather in their hat, and then came back and beat a Loy North team that's down a little bit right now after they're losing their all-state player earlier in the year.
Talking about Avi Alexander for Loy North, who the Cardinal girls fortunately will not see Monday when they make the trip up to Loy North in a makeup game.
Yeah, and, you know, that makes a whole difference in the game. She was pretty much their total team, and they haven't had too many wins since she's gone down.
Well, I remember back on January 10th of this year, the first matchup in girls basketball between Coldwater and Sturgis. It's one, but the Cardinals pretty much led wire to wire. 37-32 was the final score. The biggest thing for me wasn't just that Kenzie Galloway had 15 points and 6 rebounds. The biggest thing for me was that the Cardinals held Rachel Anderson, who had been their leading scorer going in and is probably still the team's leading scorer. The Cardinals held Rachel Anderson to just a single free throw, and that happened in the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah, just an outstanding job of defense there by Shirey that night. Held her down, did a good job of boxing her off the board all night long, and anytime you can hold that young lady just to 1 point, the free throw in the fourth quarter, you know there's been some great team defense play, to be honest with you, not only individual but also team defense.
So leading the way for Sturgis, Nicolette Nelson had 13, Marissa Parker 4, Kaylin Nichols 2, Gretchen Inman 2, and then Rachel Anderson with just the 1. Kenzie Galloway, 15 points and 6 rebounds, as we mentioned. Jordan Shirey, 5 points, but she had 13 boards. Megan Scorefar had 6 points. Harley Smoker, 4. Michaela Gillette, 3. Kendall Galloway and Andrea Soles, each of 2. Harley Smoker with 4. So we have balance after Galloway's 15 points.
Yeah, and we're going to see that again tonight. Megan and Alex are going to have some points somewhere else in that line. Hopefully, we come out of Gillette. Hopefully, Shirey get some good shooting from Bill Gallup.
No, before we go to break, let's get your thoughts. What's going on nightcap between Sturgis and Coldwater boys? Right? Of course, it's actually nice to see Coldwater. So, honest to goodness, what?
Yeah, two games, three, played team ball the last night. I thought time night against some of their basketball all year. They got some help off the other night. People at Amazon, Jim Sims and Jordan Butler. That's nice. That teacher came and gave them a few minutes. But
don't go on a date in an old car you hate. Hey, Coldwater, matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if your car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Sturgis High School. Sean Watson, Quinn Berry, Al Rackesy, Mike Side, Sean Delaney back in the WTVB studio. We were talking about the nightcap of the Coldwater Sturgis game and talking about how well the Cardinals played against GA, getting everybody but Zach Meester in the scorebook.
Yeah, not only that, Sean, some great contributions off the bench, but also our young players are starting to understand the speed of the varsity level. And people don't quite understand. You move from eighth grade to freshman, it's different. From freshman to JV, it's a little different. Then once you move into that varsity, it's real different. And some of our young players, Michael Magos and Blaze Watson, really starting to understand that what it takes. Nathan Waterbury now up on the varsity, he's starting to learn. Beck Husen has had 10 games under his belt, so really now they're just starting to come into their own. I think Coach Kelly's going to be real happy with what he sees as the season progresses to mix in with that good senior leadership.
We'll talk more about that during our Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report. Right now, let's take this two-minute break and be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip after this for the girls' basketball contest between the Sturgis Trojans and Coldwater Cardinals. From here at Sturgis, you're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Did you know that for over 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been providing the residents of Branch County and the surrounding area with quality fuels and lubricants? This is Glenn. Since the 1930s, Warner Oil has supplied customers with home heating oil, farm diesel fuel, and engine oils and grease. We want to thank our customers for making us the number one fuel oil distributor in Branch County. Your support allowed us to deliver over 5 million gallons of gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants last year. With our commitment to customer service, you can be confident that you will always get prompt and courteous service when you need it the most. Our facilities and our equipment provide assurance that your fuel and lubricants will be clean and secure without any contamination. Stop by Warner Oil today at 400 Ray Street in Coldwater, or you can visit us at Roost Oil on M49 in Reading. Both offices are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Shorts Rip Ear Stand. Think spring. Shorts Rip Ear Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Shorts Rip Ear Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. For the visiting Coldwater Cardinals, 6-8 overall, 1-7 in the snake. East under head coach Ken Smoker. It's the same starting lineup that Coach Smoker has gone with. Nathan Storfar went on the shelf with her ankle injury. In the backcourt will be Kendall Galloway, a 5'4 sophomore, and Michaela Gillette, a 5'4 junior. Up front, Kenzie Galloway, Coldwater's leading scorer. She's a 6-foot senior. Also, Carly Smoker, a 5'10 junior. And in the middle, Jordan Shirey, the Cardinals' leading rebounder. She is a 6-foot senior. For the Sturgis Trojans, 3-6 in the SPAC East, 4-9 overall, under head coach Amy Berger. Three guards in the backcourt, we got Marissa Parker. She is a 5'3 senior. Kayla Nichols, a 5'6 sophomore. And Morgan Pushrow back from injury. She is a 5'5 sophomore. Up front, Nicolette Nelson, a 6'2 sophomore. And Rachel Anderson in the middle, a 6'2 junior. Once we get underway, Sturgis will move from left to right across the radio dial in their Coaches versus Cancer special pink jerseys with the black numerals and white trim. Coldwater will be in their road reds with the white numerals and black trim. If one had red-green color blindness, they would be hard-pressed to tell the teams apart tonight, which I hope is not the case for our three-man officiating crew.
I don't think that will be any problem. Sturgis Trojans, that's a nice bright pink out there, but a nice nice little touch for this evening.
It'll be Rachel Anderson up against Kinsey Galloway, the jump at center circle. The other big characteristic about a Coaches versus Cancer night is that the coaches are going to be wearing tennis shoes along with their standard coaching outfits, whatever they may be, whether it's a suit or a polo shirt. Sturgis wins the tip. They're moving the bucket to our right. The ball goes inside, and Nicolette Nelson trying to post up over Jordan Shirey. The ball is wide left. Rebound put back by Anderson. No, Shirey rebound.
Good job there by Jordan. Good box out.
Kenzie stops at the left wing, gets across court. Kendall Galloway for three. It's short. Ball comes to Pushel. Finally back after a series of nagging injuries that kept her out of the end of the volleyball season and the beginning part of the basketball season.
Well, she's going to be a big plus as she gets more playing time.
Nelson, top of the key, the give underneath, reverse scoop shot doesn't go in for Nichols, rebounded by the Cardinals. Gillette comes up with it, gives it to Kendall Galloway, he'll push it up the floor. 7:03 left to play, first quarter from here at Sturgis, no score. Here's Gillette on the right wing, running on the curl, ball almost deflected away by Pushel. Cardinals get it back, Kendall Galloway, right wing three, rattles, does not go in. Nelson with a rebound for Sturgis. It'll be Marissa Parker pushing the ball up the floor. She will meet with Michaela Gillette just past the center court line. The give to the left wing to Kayla Nichols, being mugged by Kendall Galloway. The Cardinals starting out man-to-man, now back to Pushel, moving off the screen. to the left baseline. Shot blocked from behind by Shirey, and it'll be Trojan ball out of bounds. 6:26 left to play. First quarter, no score.
Both their offenses trying to get going here.
Anderson get it to the free throw line. A shot and a miss wide right for Pushel. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Here comes Kenzie Galloway. Tossed to the right wing to her sister. Well, came to Smoker. Now back to Kenzie to the left corner. Bounce pass to Gillette, intended for Shirey. Too low, intercepted by the girls in pink tonight.
That was actually an awesome pass there by Gillette. Just couldn't quite be handled, though, by Shirey.
Marissa Parker on the left wing up top to Nichols. Now give it on the lead to Pushel as Smoker picks her up on D. Here's a feed inside. Nicolette Nelson, great pass from Marissa Parker. Nelson scores. Someone finally gets on the scoreboard. It's the Sturgis Trojans, 2-0 with 5:40 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Kenzie Galloway trying to answer. She's blocked underneath. Loose ball. It's going to be screened out and collected in front of the Sturgis cut band by Anderson.
McKenzie getting into the middle. Just couldn't complete that. It was a good block there by Anderson.
I seem to remember one key to Coldwater's effectiveness in the game back on January 10th as a shot goes over the hoop for Sturgis' Nicolette Nelson. Getting Anderson and or Nelson in foul trouble and making sure both of them don't stay on the floor at the same time. Shot from the free throw line doesn't go in for Smoker. It rattled in and out.
You're exactly right, Sean, as Anderson got an early foul trouble in that game, and Nelson had to play a lot of minutes, but only one of them on the court at the same time.
Ball went through Anderson's hands. It was knocked away by diving Pushel away from Kenzie Galloway. Coldwater will get a gift-wrap possession. 4:46 left to play in the first quarter. The points have been hard to come by, and actually the Cardinals will get it because Morgan Pushel was assessed the first foul of the game.
That Cardinals coming down on that four-minute mark, and we haven't scored yet.
Now they've gone four corners to try and lull the Trojans to sleep defensively. They're forced to go into a 3-2 zone. Michaela Gillette dribbling at the center court circle. The Galloway sisters on either back corner of the front court. And then inside it's Smoker and Shirey. This looks like the Athens Quincy game from 10 years ago. Yeah. All over again.
What was the game the other night, Sean, over there in St. Joe? Wasn't there a 10-7 game at halftime, I believe?
You're talking about the St. Joe Harper Creek girls, and that was ridiculously low score.
Yeah, it was like 2-0 or something at the end of the first quarter, so very similar right here.
3:52 left to play in the first quarter. We just see Michaela Gillette dribbling the ball at center circle. No one's bothering to come out on her yet.
I wonder if Michaela can dribble that ball for 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Now she'll try and get things in motion. Sling it to Smoker on the left elbow. Get across court. Galloway, right wing three. Yes! Coldwater with a lead. 3-2. 3:22 left to play in the first quarter. That worked to perfection, and they only needed 1 minute to do so.
Now the
ball poked away in the backcourt from Marissa Parker by Kenzie Galloway, and Kenzie is going to be assessed Coldwater's first foul. 3-2, Coldwater. 3:15 left to play in the first quarter. It'll be Trojan ball in the backcourt. Nichols to trigger facing a Coldwater man press.
Just a man-to-man press here. They're just not known for their ball handling here.
Parker bobbles the ball as she receives it back. She gets it across the timeline with Gillette trailing her. The Cardinals fall into their man-to-man frontcourt defense. A double team. Parker's in trouble. Give it on the lead to Nichols. Cut off on the right block. Now Anderson inside to Nelson. Posts up over Shirey. Wide right and out of bounds. Back to the girls in red and white. Timeout Amy Berger. 2:48 left to play in the first quarter. It is 3-2. Coldwater on top of Sturgis. It's a 30. Was it a 30?
Right.
It wasn't even a timeout.
Must be just wanted to get a sub in there.
So let's see who came in.
Now Sturgis is going to press a little bit here.
Oh, actually, there wasn't any substitution made on the Trojan side. The Cardinals able to break the Sturgis press. Here's Gillette from the left wing for three. Wide left, and it comes to Kayla Nichols. flagged up by Kendall Galloway. Now she'll find Marissa Parker, her point guard, who will get it across. Meet up with Michaela Gillette past the half-court line. Here's a dribble drive down the right block. The shot and a miss. The ball slapped to the left elbow to Kayla Nichols. Whistle and a foul on her. Takes the bucket. Jordan Shirey picking up her first foul. 2 seconds.
Looked like a pretty clean back from the opposite end of the court here, but must have got her with the body.
So to the free throw line for Kayla Nichols. With 2:17 left to play in the first quarter, currently a 3-2 Coldwater lead. After a couple of bounces, it's now a tied ball game, 3-all. Second one from Nichols for the lead is down, is up. It's short. Shirey slaps it, so did Nelson, and it comes to Shirey, who tracks it down before it goes out of bounds. Once Gillette gets it in her hands, the Trojans will peel back into their man-to-man defense. Dribble drive, bounce pass to the left corner. 3-ball is good for Kendall Galloway.
Said Kendall had to have a good night shooting the ball, and so far a couple of threes for the young lady.
Absolutely, and here come the Trojans trailing 6-3. Minute 45 left to play in the first quarter. Cardinals haven't made a substitution yet. Here's a run on the curl and almost a tie-up. Pushel and Galloway, Kendall Galloway, the number 22, and the possession arrow is going to point to Coldwater.
Good job by Kendall there, moving her feet, caused the travel call.
6-3, Kendall Galloway leading Nicolette Nelson and Kayla Nichols.
Looks like they're
back to the four corners. This time, Kenzie Galloway will have the task of dribbling the ball at center court. Rachel Anderson comes out on her. Now to give us to Kendall on the back left corner. Now a dribble drive, bounce pass to Gillette on the right wing. Now comes back to Kendall Galloway. Went through her hands and is going to roll in the back court. The moment Kenzie touches it, it becomes an over and back, and the ball back to Sturgis with a minute 14 left in the quarter.
Well, if you're going to run those four corners, you can't have unforced turnovers, and that's exactly what happened there.
The inbound comes to Rachel Anderson between the circles. She's being guarded by Kenzie Galloway. Now the give is to the left wing inside the perimeter. Nichols lofts it. Shot underneath doesn't go in. Rebounded by Shirey for Coldwater. 6-3, the Cardinals lead. Under a minute left to play in the quarter. Back to the four corners we go. Kenzie Galloway in the middle of the back line. Now comes to Gillette on the back left, moving to the right side. Bounce pass. They're running the weave at the top of the four corners. Now a bounce pass, Kendall inside, Shirey. 8-footer goes 10. Rebound putback from 8 goes in for Smoker.
Good rebound for Carly, and she knocks that 8-footer down from the other side.
8-3, Cardinals, 30 seconds and counting left to play in the quarter. The Trojans pressing, and an intercepted pass from Parker to Kenzie Galloway, and the layup's good. Her first 2 points of the game. And now we will finally get a legitimate timeout from Amy Berger, the Sturgis head coach. 20 seconds exactly left to play in the first quarter. And we'll stay here as the Cardinals now lead by a touchdown over Sturgis, 10-3.
Quick little flurry there for the Cardinals. Going to put this game at a 7-point, probably going into the second quarter. So their four quarters will really work with a 7-point lead. But nice job there by the Cardinals. They were real patient that four quarters, took good shots, and rebounded the basketball when they did miss. The big difference with the 2 threes there by Kendall Galloway. Going to really open it up if she can hit a couple more of those tonight.
It was a full timeout that the Trojans have taken. They have broken their huddle. Set to receive the ball in the backcourt. Once the Cardinals break out of their huddle, they'll probably set up in a man press again. Leading 10-3, 20 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Kayla Nichols with the task of inbounding the ball in the backcourt. Here comes the man press. Anderson back to Nichols. Double team comes back to Marissa Parker. Now here comes a trap. Throws it across the timeline to Anderson. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Bounce pass. Saved by Kendall Galloway to Carly Smoker. Taken away from her. And it's going to be Sturgis ball. Last touch by the Cardinals with 4.1 seconds left to play in the quarter.
Rachel Anderson dribbling that basketball. Kendall's little enough, got right underneath her.
Here's a fadeaway J by Rachel Anderson. Her first point for the game near the buzzer. It is Coldwater 10, Sturgis 5 at the end of one quarter of play. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
During the break between quarters, we saw Shelby Bowers, a 5'11 junior, Kelly Peruki, 5'6 senior, Morgan Howard, a 5'9 junior, check into the Coldwater lineup, Cardinal ball, and guess what they do? They go into the four corners. Kelly Peruki took a tumble as she tried to take the ball. It's taken away by Morgan Frischel. Her shot, did it get blocked?
Blocked by Kenzie Galloway.
And here come the Cardinals. Dribble drive by Peruki. Approaching, takes a tumble. No call. Kendall Galloway. Right wing party.
How about Kendall tonight?
That's her third triple of the evening, and Goldwater leads by 8, 13-5, 7:23 left to play in the half. Cardinals peel back from the press. Marissa Parker past the timeline. Moving to the wing, being guarded by Peruki. Now a dribble drive for Kushel, trying to attack the weak side. Just a little bump on the part of Shelby Bowers. Her first foul is the team third. It'll be Trojan ball out of bounds as Jessica Klein, a 5'3 senior who checked in during the timeout, gets ready to inbound the ball. And finds Kushel, who came back in. Now to Parker on the right wing. Peruki picking her up on D, moving to the top of the key, pulling it to Pushel. Her pass intercepted by Kenzie Galloway.
Double dribble. She almost got away with that one. It was actually a pretty smooth move on that double dribble. Just a girl official caught her.
A girl that we did not see in the game on January 10th, Veretti Alfaro, a 5'5 senior, coming into the Trojan lineup. She will inbound in front of the Sturgis bench. Finds Rachel Anderson. Here comes Kenzie Galloway trailing her. Rachel Anderson had numbers and she'll get the layup.
Rachel Anderson, excellent ball handler for 6'2", 6'3".
And just like that, she quadrupled her entitled point total from the first meeting back on January 10th. Anderson only had one. She now has four. 13-7 Coldwater. 6:36 left to play in the half. The Cardinals trying to extend the Sturgis defense. Here is Kendall Galloway at the center court circle. Get it to the back left corner to Peruki. She'll move to the center. Keep her dribble. Bounce pass picked up by Howard. Good job by her. She double teamed. She needs help.
Ooh.
Whiffle on a Sturgis foul. She got bailed out there big time, didn't she?
She sure did there.
Jessica Klein with her first foul, team second.
Kind of a touch foul, too, for Smack League.
Well, we did have a touch foul over on the other end of the floor being called against Howard. So it all evens out in the end. Coldwater ball. Inbounded sideline right. Kendall Galloway bounced past to Kenzie. She's on the right wing with Anderson guarding her. Dribble drive. A give on the backdoor cut to Shelby Bowers, and she kisses it off the glass.
Shelby with two there, but the great part of that play was the pass from Kenzie.
15-7, 8-point lead for Coldwater. 5:57 counting left to play in the half. Marissa Parker to Alfaro. Dribble driving along the right side. Triple team from behind. Ball comes back out to Klein. Now to Parker, down the middle. Hook shot doesn't go in because you were fouled.
Morgan Howard tried to get in front of her and take the charge, just kind of turned her body at the last minute there. And Marissa Parker going to go to the line for two.
Morgan Howard's first foul is the team fourth. Two fouls up on the board for Sturgis. First of two for Marissa Parker is good. So the lead for Coldwater back down to seven, could be back down to six with another make. 15-8 Cardinals, 5:45 left to play in the half. Second one in and out. The ball tip is going to be tracked down by Perupi. With Marissa Parker hawking her the entire time up the floor, sideline right, she'll dribble it up. Now finds Kinsey Galloway, and they fall back into slowdown mode. The give is to Kinsey Galloway, moves to the back left corner of the front court. Now between the circles, underhands it to Kendall. Sturgis forced into a 3-2 zone defense as a result. The give is to Kinsey Galloway, moving left wing to Perugia, on the right side, and she travels. Jessica Klein coming in to play defense. Kayla Gillette back in for the Cardinals. Perugi to the seat, to the bench, taking a seat. 5:14 left to play in the half, 15-8. Cardinals up seven. The inbound sideline left in the backcourt comes to Rachel Anderson. The Cardinals peel back on the press. Now Parker to Alfaro, dribble driving on the right wing. Bobble the ball. It's picked up by Parker. Comes inside. Nicolette Nelson fouled, and she'll go up for two, and that may be two on Morgan Howard.
Two quick ones on Morgan. Fouling Nelson on the shot.
Nelson back to the free throw line with another opportunity for the Trojans to cut into the 7-point lead that the Cardinals currently enjoy. Not on the front end. And Jordan Shirey coming back into the Cardinal lineup probably a little bit sooner than she would have preferred if Morgan Howard dejectedly comes to the bench after having picked up her second quick foul. Missing a make at the free throw line for Nicolette Nelson. It's a 6-point lead, 15-9. 4:57 time left to play in the half. Here's a three-pointer. It's short for, I believe that was Kendall that had it. Trojans had numbers. Marissa Parker blocked by Kenzie Galloway. Ball taken by Gillette. Gillette feeding Shirey, middle of the lane to Kendall to Kenzie up top. Now inside, Shirley Bowers with another bank shot, this time from the right side of the lane.
God, just another excellent pass there. It shows the versatility of Kinsey Galloway. Not getting a lot of shots tonight so far, but has made some great passes.
17-9, Cardinals lead by 8. Here's Marissa Parker on the right wing, now up top. Nelson long two, off the glass and good.
Little bank shot there for Nikki Nelson.
17-11, Cardinals lead by 6 once again as we count down to the midway point of the half. Kenzie Galloway down the middle, scoop shot. She drew a foul. Anderson and Nelson discussing what one of them should or should not have done. Nelson is assessed the foul for Sturgis. That's her first, team third, and to the free throw line for Coldwater's best free throw shooter. Kenzie Galloway, line drives it in, and it's good for her third point of the night. 18-11 Cardinals, 4:01 left to play in the half. Second one down up, bounces, does not go in, it's screened out, Nelson with the rebound. Marissa Parker with the ball. She'll meet up with Michaela Gillette. Half the half-court line to Anderson, top of the key. The give on the weave to the right side. Scaretti inside. A shot and a score. That was Nelson. 7 points for Nikki Nelson, and the Trojans trail by 5, 18-13. 3:33 left to play in the half. Kenzie Galloway to Kendall on the back left corner. About this ball movement when they go into slowdown mode.
I like that. This really shows you what a good job of coaching that Smoker's done with these young ladies. He's really improved their ball handling, but the biggest thing is their decision making.
Here's a shot from 17, and it's good for Kenzie Galloway. Her fifth point of the night, and the Cardinals lead by 7 once again, 20-13. 3 minutes left to play in the half. Parker between the circles, get it to Quine on the left wing, 25 feet away, bounce pass to Goretti. Trying to dribble, drive, attacking the right side. Double team closed in on her, and that double team forced to Goretti travel. Burke Coldwater, Harley Smoker in, and Shelby Bowers out. So we are back to our starting five for Coldwater. The Galloway sisters, also Dillette, Shirey, and Smoker. Kenzie Galloway between the circles, get it to the back left corner to Gillette, moving to her right, finding a seam in the middle of the lane. Shirey back out to Kenzie. Now Kendall to the right corner to Carly Smoker. Triple team collapse on her, and she traveled. Don't count the bucket.
Good move, though, by Carly on that baseline. Just didn't get her feet quite set. Walked right before the basket went through.
Goretti's pass after the inbound. Blocked by Kenzie Galloway. Goretti trying to haul it in and couldn't. There's a Coldwater ball in front of the Sturgis bench.
I think he said Goretti was not eligible the first time around, but I tell you, she looks like a nice player.
That's right. She, not an exchange student, but a transfer student from Mexico, as the Cardinals score once again. Jordan Shirey with her first bucket of the game. 22-13, 9-point lead. Here comes Rachel Anderson off the press break. She draws a foul. And for the Cardinals, Jordan Shirey picks up her second foul. So both centers for the Cardinals with two fouls apiece. Shirey staying out there for the time being. Of course, Morgan Howard having come to the bench midway through this quarter. First of two from Rachel Anderson. Rattles in. Shirey to the bench, and Shelby Bowers will play a little post for the Cardinals as the Trojans draw to within 8, 22-14. Goretti Alfaro checking out of the Trojan lineup, and it looks like Pushel came back in. A miss on the back end for Anderson, rebounded by Smoker, who finds Kendall Galloway. 1:57 left to play in the half, 22-14 Coldwater. Dribble drive by Mikayla Gillette. Bounce pass to Kendall Galloway on the left corner. Being hawked by Pushel. Bounce pass to Shelby Bowers. Now comes back out to Kendall Galloway as the Trojans turning up the pressure on the defense. Now the Cardinals go back into the four corners. Long lob. Kendall Galloway underneath to Shelby Bowers. Whistle. And what did we have? A travel?
We had a travel out there.
30-second timeout taken by Coldwater. A minute 35 left in the half. 22-14. Cardinals on top of Sturgis at the 30. So we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
A minute 35 left to play in the first half from here at Sturgis High School. Girls basketball action between the Cardinals and the Trojans. Coldwater on top, 22-14, Trojan ball, and the Cardinals are throwing out a 2-2-1 zone press this time. They peel away from it as Marissa Parker has the ball. Moves to the left elbow, now comes back up top. Anderson lopping it inside. Nikki Nelson juggles, catches, shoots, can't get it to go in. Second chance, no. Rebounded this time by Bowers. Finds Kendall Galloway. Bounce pass to Gillette. She'll move to the center court circle. Bounce pass to Kenzie Galloway. The Trojans, thinking they might have had the slowdown offense figured out here.
Well, they're just putting a lot more pressure on the ball now. Playing a little matchup zone, basically, is what they're doing. Leaving the two big girls behind to kind of clean up if somebody does get to the basket.
47 seconds left to play in the half. 22-14 Coldwater. Kendall Galloway double teamed on the left wing. Now get it to Kenzie. Locking it inside. Shelby Bowers finds Smoker underneath and she kisses it off the glass.
Good pass by Shelby. Good finish by Smoker.
Oh, don't forget the pass from Kenzie to Shelby Bowers that set that all off. 10-point lead now for the Cardinals, 24-14, 21 seconds left to play in the half. See if the Trojans play for the final shot here. Marissa Parker double team on the right baseline, and the ball goes out of bounds into the Coldwater bench. Last touch by the Trojans. So everything that I said about the Trojans playing for the final shot, well, forget it.
Oh, they were playing for the final shot. They just didn't take care of the basketball.
8 seconds left to play in the half. Kenzie Galloway passed the timeline, lopping it to Carly Smoker. Now kick it back out to Gillette. Kenzie Galloway with two, with one. The Kendall, right wing three at the buzzer. Overshot it.
Perfect timing. Just didn't quite go through for him. But let's go.
24-14, Coldwater on top of Sturgis at the half. Grant County abstract and final halftime report coming up after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Valentine's Day is Friday, February 14th, and Culey's Jewelry has just the gift for your sweetheart. The new shimmering diamond collection, white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. The diamonds dance and move with lovely elegance, a gift that will become a treasured keepsake. Or spice up her Valentine's with a new heart bead for her bracelet starting at $25. Valentine's is also the most romantic holiday of the year, a time to say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond engagement ring from Culey's Jewelry. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for quality and beauty with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's has something for everyone. This Valentine's Day, make Culey's your first choice in jewelry. Located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Sturgis High School. The Coldwater Cardinals enjoying a 24-14 lead over the Sturgis Trojans. Halftime of our girls' basketball action. The last time that we visit Sturgis High School as members of the same league. We'll touch on that in a little bit. Halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tippett Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. First off, for the visiting Coldwater Cardinals, Kimball Galloway currently leading all scorers with 9 points, three triples for her, and almost a fourth at the buzzer.
Yeah, good first half. Good solid first half for Kendall.
Kenzie Galloway with 5, Carly Smoker 4, Shelby Bowers 4, Jordan Shirey 2, and at all up, that's 24 for Coldwater. Meanwhile, for Sturgis, Marissa Parker with a free throw, Rachel Anderson with 5, literally quintupling her point total from the January 10th game.
Yep, we held her to 1 point in that game. A little better night tonight, but not in foul trouble either.
Kayla Nichols with 1, Nicolette Nelson leading the way for the team that would normally be in orange and black but are wearing pink for Coach's first answer night. Nelson with 7. Those are the 14 that are up on the board for the Trojans right now. By the quarters, Coldwater outscored Sturgis in the first 10-5 and in the second 14-9.
Well, just a very efficient first half, I think, for the Lady Cardinals. Not a lot of turnovers, which was huge, but I think the key to the whole thing was just how patient they were on the offensive end, and then some of the nice passes they made. Boy, they just shared the ball real well throughout that first half. And, of course, Kendall Galloway hitting those, especially the 2 threes in the first quarter, were huge for the Cardinals. Got them off just to a great start.
First, we mentioned during our pregame show coming up later tonight the rematch in boys basketball between Sturgis and Coldwater in the matchup back on January 10th. Final score was the Cardinals falling to the Trojans 41-25.
So, Cardinals just struggled from the offensive end that night. As we mentioned throughout that game, Sean, that game was like the old-time games from about 12, 15 years ago. I can't remember exactly what the halftime score, but it was something like 12-10 or something, if I remember correctly. And we were kind of chuckling, saying the first team to 30 would probably win this game. And really, that's what happened, the first team to 30 and the first team to 40. Yeah. As the Sturgis Trojans came out, a little bit more offense than the Cardinals. The Cardinals never got any offense going in the second half of that game either.
Well, you were actually awful close with your recollection of the halftime score of the boys game back on January 10th. It was 13-11 Trojans.
Yeah, I knew it was really low scoring, but and I think both teams have evolved a little bit since then. I think especially the Cardinals on the offensive end
kind of
changed things up a little bit. I look for a little bit higher scoring game tonight, but don't look for a big score. You know, this is Coldwater Sturgis, and it's all about defense with these two teams.
I'm going to say, I don't think you're going to see a 2-for-24 shooting performance in any half of basketball for the Cardinals here, especially tonight.
Well, I hope not. That was just plain ugly that night. I don't know what else to say, but I hope we don't see a 2-for-24 shooting at any time, at least in my coaching career anymore.
Champ Stewart, who on Wednesday officially signed his letter of intent to play football at Western Michigan this coming fall. Oh, Champ led all scorers with 19 points. Now, that included an 11 of 18 performance at the free throw line. All of those, a good chunk of those, rather, actually coming in the fourth quarter where the Cardinals were had to resort to following Champ coming in the free throw line and hoping that he missed, and he actually made more of them than he missed. 11 of 18, 19 points for the night. Jack Chesky had 13, leading scorer for Coldwater that night. Luke Stempion, 9 points and 9 rebounds, but he's going to be on the shelf for how much longer do you think he'll be?
At least another 2 weeks, and then we'll reevaluate at that time and see where we're at. But, I'd be surprised if we saw Luke again this year. I'm not exactly sure he'll be back at all. I'll tell you what, we did a great job against Stewart in the first game, like you said, Sean, for basically 3 quarters and a little bit in the fourth. We have to do a better job with Chesky tonight. He kind of hurt us. He had those 13 points early in the game and really kept them in the game in the first half with some shooting.
he made three triples, and those were zigzags.
Yeah, they were. They were big shots, and, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, we got to get a good job or a good game out of Taggart tonight, Logan Taggart. He's got to kind of handle Stewart somewhat with some help from Hadley and a couple others, but it's got to be a good team effort.
We'll go ahead and take this 30-second break and be back with second half action for a girls' contest between Coldwater and Sturgis, 24-14. Cardinals lead the Trojans back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WCDB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.